again. I'm Drew Wilder. It is your business. Business talk, straight talk. We do it every weekend at this exact time. Sponsored by Steeplechase Advisors with Stan Sadlak, who really has been helping businesses for many, many years. Steeplechase Advisors has with business, anything to do with your business, whether it's taxes, real estate, insurance, asset protection, even personnel problems. And Stan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Well, this is going to be a kind of a scary show. I mean, really a scary show. Perfect for this show, right? Because we're talking about the biggest threats that businesses face today, and there are a lot of them indeed. What would you think the biggest, I mean, we've talked about so many different obstacles that businesses face today, people in general face, because obviously if something is an obstacle for a business, people in the end are going to have to deal with it. But what would you think the biggest threats are today?
Well, you know, we have two issues. One is the macro threat, and the one is the micro threat. And, you know, just as they sound, you know, we've got the world uneasiness going on. You know, we have the axis of evil that's facing us of China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia. You know, they're all tied together. So if you're going to, you know, with all the problems they may be having in the Mideast, mm-hmm. I mean, you in order to cut off the head of the snake, you got to go further up the chain and deal with it. And, you know, it's my basic premise is that all politicians are crooked, corrupt, and spineless.
That's just how to get the next vote.
You know, and you know, if they have an opportunity to destroy anything, whether it be our health care system in this country or our price of gasoline, they want to destroy it.
Why is that?
It is beyond absurdity. Listen, in life, the most important aspect, in my opinion, is common sense.
Right.
And it's just lacking. And the cover-ups are unbelievable. And you have the media that is in this conspiracy with whomever. I mean, at this point, you don't know what is up or what is down. So we have the macro. Mm-hmm. Now, on the other hand, we have the micro. So I'll give you a perfect example. Mm-hmm. I've been consulting on a situation. It's a day late and a dollar short because mm-hmm. nobody wants to listen, mm-hmm. which is typically the case. But mm-hmm. I have a person that owns a business, and they want to sell the business, time to retire. Mm-hmm. Very successful little company, had about 8 employees, mm-hmm. make a very good living out of it, very unique. And this person decided that, you know, they wanted to sell the business, but there were a couple of hitches. One is they are located within a area where they don't have a lease on the property. Hmm. And they've had a great relationship for 40 years with the landlord, but just has no lease. Hmm. Well, to make a long story short, they list the business for sale with a broker. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me about this one time when I was talking to him. And I said, well, it wasn't selling. And I said, well, has the broker contacted your competitors?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Has he talked to your employees that maybe they might want to buy mm-hmm. it? No. He's really good. He's got it all under control. So 2 years go by.
Mm-hmm.
And the landlord decides to sell the industrial complex to a hedge fund out of New York City.
Oh, here comes the big problem.
So this person's business is for sale, and I told them a long time ago you should get a lease, but, you know, just, oh, we got a good relationship. So now he's scrambling to get a lease, not selling his business. The employees are getting nervous, so they all quit.
Oh.
And so now he did get a lease, and he's just decided he can't sell the business. He has no employees. He's just by himself, has more work than he can handle.
And he wanted to retire.
And so he says, I'm going to just close the shop. But he signed personally on this lease for the next 5 years.
Oh, gets worse and worse.
And it's a Wall Street written lease. And, you know, I just walk away shaking my head.
So he didn't listen.
And he discounted the price of the business by 75%.
Wow.
So, I mean, there were some logical people to buy it. There's things that should have been done. Yeah. But I sometimes wonder about the common sense of, right. of the people out there. So when you ask me about things out there, you got, you know, to fear, you know, we have on the macro side, there is... I mean, there's nothing you or I can do, Drew.
Right. You have no control over that.
You know, we're like, you know, the people, you got the governments running things, and we have no say.
Right. Especially if all politicians are corrupt.
They're all
corrupt. They're just going to lie to you. There's really absolutely nothing you can do. You could vote for someone, but if they're going to end up like everyone else.
And the world is changing, and not in a very good way. I don't mean to be so cynical. Hmm. But we're not going in a good direction. You know, I've been saying for years the price of education is out of hand. Mm-hmm. And these kids are being taught by these very progressive professors who don't care about anybody.
Right.
You know, we're seeing the latest thing now, people, you know, denying the Holocaust ever occurred. Yeah. You know, we don't feel safe in our own neighborhoods walking around. So we went through this period of defund the police.
Yeah.
And it's continuing. You know, they're trying to constantly get rid of our Second Amendment rights when really maybe that's one of the only reasons we're still around. I know when Israel was having all their problems, they put in there for the loosening up the gun control laws. Because I think it was 20 years ago, they basically did away with you can't buy guns.
Right. Yeah, but they're not doing that now.
Yeah, it's everything's changing.
The times now are—I say it on most shows, but they're unimaginable. Right. Never thought I'd—I mean, here's a statistic: 27% of people under the age of 35 are siding with Palestine and with Hamas and really against Israel, and the number goes down a little bit. For 35 to 44-year-olds, but it doesn't go down that much. And like you said, Stan, 300 universities, colleges, thousands of people, not just like 30 lunatics, but thousands of people are protesting against Israel.
Right.
I mean, how could you possibly know what happened there and see what happened on the news and not think anything but, like, this is tragic. This is like, this can't be tolerated.
Well, but, you know, the key issue that I find troubling is that really the culprit here is Hamas.
Right.
The culprit is Hezbollah. The culprit is Iran that is backing them. And the culprit behind Iran is China.
Right.
So it gets very complicated. Yeah. And in many of these countries, whether it be Ethiopia or Sudan or Azerbaijan, there are just so many tribes, if you will, or so many dialects, and they've been fighting against each other forever and ever.
Right.
The same in the Middle East. It's so complicated. So you have to try to distinguish between what are these rogue rebel groups and what are ordinary people. People are the same wherever you go in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. And they're, for the most part, very, very nice. But it's the governments that are bad. Yeah. And they're the ones that, are, for the most part, now are run by these terrorist organizations.
Right.
And I would be very concerned to anybody out there. We have an open southern border. They're coming across. You know there are terrorist cells here. As I said on one of our recent shows, I think with what happened in Israel, it should be a wake-up call to us because it is going to happen
here. You would think it would be. So I don't hear people getting alarmed by that or thinking that.
Out of sight, out of mind. You know, it took two jets flying into the World Trade Centers to get a reaction out of everybody.
Right, and there's always like some type of warning, but no one listens until it happens, like you're saying. You got to feel bad. I do feel bad for the people living in Palestine because they're being used as human shield. I mean, Hamas doesn't care about them.
Right.
And they're kind of trapped.
And you know, there are people living there that are supportive of Hamas.
Right.
There are people who are moderates, and there are people who really don't want anything to do with them but can't say anything.
Exactly.
And it is just so complicated. And that whole situation has been just exacerbated by all the underground tunnels that, you know, have been going out there. But
which we paid for.
I feel that is correct.
Right. Yeah.
But I feel pretty confident that World War III is here. I mean, we're in it. It's not going to start.
I fear who's going to win.
Yes.
I mean, right? China, Russia,
I think you gotta be
Iran,
concerned.
North Korea. I mean, these are all like powerhouse lunatic countries. They'll do anything.
Right.
They don't have the minds. We worry about the wokeism in the military. They're worrying about killing.
And the path we're going down is just so flies in the face of common sense. So, for example, in Connecticut, like California, the dealers will not be able to sell gas-powered cars after 2027.
Right, that's pretty
soon.
It's right
around the corner. They want to put us all into electric vehicles, right? Well, those won't last. So then what is the next agenda going to be? It'll probably be public transportation.
Right.
Well, that's not going to work in the United States.
Right.
The distances are so great.
Right.
So what will that lead to? Unemployment, control. So if you go, I can argue that the United States has seen its best days, and these young people who don't understand communism will understand it in another 10 years.
Right.
But I can also argue that we are very resilient, resourceful people, and that we'll fight back against that. And I think what you're saying, Drew, is you don't know with what you're seeing out there which way the pendulum is going to go.
Yeah, it could easily go as these people get older and new people come, new demographic goes in the 18 to 34. What happens to this country? I just said to my wife, can you imagine if the United States was taken over by lunatics,
what
crazy
do you mean,
people?
If. It's already being done
already
without
happening.
A shot being fired.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the Chinese are buying up all the land.
Yeah.
The Chinese has so many problems at home that what's happening is that the Chinese have a four-pronged attack where they will take over the United States without firing a shot. Mm. One is they create a war in Ukraine, a diversion, okay, and put Russia into that.
Mm.
They then create these problems in the Middle East, another diversion.
Mm.
So now the United States is forced into this multi-front battle.
Right.
Thirdly, they have bought the politicians.
Yep.
They have bought the media. They have corrupted this country. They're into all these universities, whether it be the University of Pennsylvania or what other university. They have bought off 159 countries.
Yeah.
So, for example, Africa, they go in and build the infrastructure with no strings attached. Italy, they go in and build infrastructure, no strings attached. So that's three. Mm-hmm. Now the fourth one.
Yeah, what's the fourth one?
Taiwan.
About to happen.
They will go in, take over Taiwan. There's just no way we can keep up with everything. And as you've seen with our legislators, you know, they all talk a good game, but when it comes down to, you know, putting their money where their mouth is to really stand up to protect them, their neighbors, they don't do it.
No, well, exactly. I mean, what Biden just said, if Iran or Blinken said, if Iran goes any further and provokes anything and kills an American, we will be in. We're going to go after you. So if he doesn't go after them, because I don't think he will, kind of like the red line that Obama didn't do with Syria, I mean, it just reinforces that the U.S. doesn't go through with anything, that we can be thrown over.
And, you know, who's benefiting from all of this right now? Well, it's the military, industrial complex.
I did look at Lockheed Martin stock. Yeah. it's doing pretty well. Talking with Stan Sadlak, sponsored by Steeplechase Advisors. It's your business. We'll tell you in a few minutes how you can get in touch with Stan, really for a no-obligation coaching session, helping businesses as he's been doing for so many years with taxes, real estate, business succession, the asset protection, even personnel problems. I mean, the list goes on and on. So we'll tell you in a few minutes towards the end of the show how you can do just that.
But you know, Drew, everything, when I say everything goes in cycles, it does. And you have to really think about what you're hearing. For example, you've heard of Jim Cramer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep. He's the stock guru always promoting something, and everybody thinks he walks on water.
Yep.
Well, in the year 2000, he came out and said, there are 10 stocks every portfolio must have in it. 10 stocks. You have to have these.
And how have they done?
By 2009, of those 10, they all were either out of business or only worth cents on the dollar.
Unbelievable. So, of course, he's not talking about that part.
Right. They don't. They move on.
You don't remember what someone says 20 years ago.
And the media lets him get away with it, to sing a song another day.
Exactly. But the media is the scary part because the people really aren't getting the full story on many of the issues, as we've talked about.
Well, they don't even know how to get them because they don't. I mean, what media do you watch?
Right.
I mean, what are the
people watch what they want to hear or what they think they want to hear.
Right.
And they assume it's the truth. And if you tell that to some people, Drew, you're just paranoid. You're crazy.
And everything we witness is a double standard. Well, what about the people that took over the Capitol and, you know, they were arrested, but do you think they'll have a mandatory 20-year jail term? Or what about, the people who are walking in Washington, you know, they're constantly being assaulted?
Right.
Or, yeah, they don't killed get, or injured.
What happens to them?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And if you're conservative, you're persecuted by the FBI, the Department of Justice.
Right. Well, you look at a lot of the protesters against Israel. I mean, I never thought I'd be saying that, but I mean, they're blocking traffic. I think some of them are like beating up people that are on the other side of the street protesting for Israel. But they don't get, I don't think they're getting arrested.
No.
They're not getting thrown in jail for X number of years.
Take a look when Trump was in office and we had the Black Lives Matter. And, you know, what happened with all the cities in Washington State or Oregon? I mean, they just got away with everything.
Right.
It makes the average citizen sit back and get disgusted. It
really
does.
That's why people have lost confidence in the judicial system and the government. I mean, I have. I never thought I'd say that. If you asked me 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. So if you run a business, own a business, how do you deal with, so I know the micro and the macro, which is more, I guess the micro you can have some control over. So that's what you should be focusing on more than the macro?
Well, you can't control the macro.
Yeah, that you
so
can't.
But you have to try to take a look at the terms of the economy, the way things are being reported, and how do you craft your way? You know, times are changing. I have witnessed lately that the quality of people available to go back to work are much better.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference, and they seem to want to go back to work.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've also seen some of the companies take a harder profile. So, for example, Geico laid off 2,000 people, and they said, the rest of you better come back to the office. Because if you don't come back to the office, you're going to lose your job.
Right.
So we're starting to see many of the CEOs get more focused on that.
Mm-hmm.
And companies like Disney, I don't know if they're going to make it. You know, they are just so behind the eight ball between the streaming mm-hmm. and the woke attitude. You know, all these movies they're producing are failures. So it's creating a situation where these steady companies that we thought would be around forever.
Right.
May not be.
Yeah, I mean, Disney has kind of given up on their TV stations, and they're concentrating now on a sports bet, ESPN bet. I think a lot of money is being spent. They're using that to promote ESPN, not the other way around. I would have thought ESPN would be the way to promote a sports betting app.
So, well, and that's changing, as you know. Cable TV will disappear.
Yep.
Just as Blockbuster disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll all take on a different the streaming will take on a different complexion.
Right. Well, it's happening in sports.
So what do we do? How do you make your way around this? I think every business has to integrate itself with the internet. To what degree, or how do you do that? I mean, as we've talked before, it used to be if you wanted to find a handyman, you would go to the Yellow Pages.
Right.
Now you go to the internet. And the problem with the internet is a lot of what you read, you don't necessarily believe. It might be lies. It might be, you know, people will go out there, especially with restaurants. They're a competitor, and they don't like the way that other restaurant's doing, so they go in and do a real bad review.
Exactly.
And it's all bogus, but to try to correct that. And at the same time, the price of everything is just going up and up and up. You know, I have a... You know, one of the things that amazed me is the price of funerals. I have a client who died. And so, you know, I talked to the funeral home this morning. And, I mean, just to bury this poor guy is $22,000.
Oh, my God. I didn't think it was that much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could probably do it for $13,000 to $15,000.
No coupons? Buy one, get one free.
And so the widow... The reason I called the funeral home, the widow called me up and she was all upset. They didn't put the obituary in the paper today. And she said they told him because she didn't pay for the funeral yet. And she made out the check, mailed it in. They probably got it in today's mail.
Right.
But they won't even put the obituary in until they get paid in full.
Oh, my. That's incredible. But so I didn't realize funerals were that much.
I didn't either. This was
$22,000.
It was a surprise to me.
Yeah.
And it's not a big funeral. There's maybe going to be 30 people there.
Wow. So one purchase everyone's going to have to get that no one wants.
Well, this was an eye-opener for me, I have to say, because, you know, I still live in the time when, you know, it was probably $8,000 or $10,000 for the funeral. It was five originally. I mean, we're going back to the 60s and 70s. So, I think it's disgusting. And I think what's equally disgusting is health care. We had a good health care system, and they just screwed it up.
Big time.
I mean, you know, I pay for the medical insurance $2,000 a month, but it seems that every time I have a procedure done or somebody does, it's out of pocket because
exactly.
They have these donut holes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, a typical surgery, you know, let's say a knee surgery or shoulder surgery, it's still going to cost $6,000 out of pocket.
Right. Right. You got to get up to the deductible. Yeah. I had an eye doctor appointment yesterday, $421.
Right.
And then in the middle of the appointment, I heard a scream. That's why I asked you about people under so much stress today. It was like a lady screaming. I thought it was like an animal or something. And she wouldn't stop for like 10, 15 minutes. And then I asked them when I was leaving, I said, what was that all about? He said, that was like an 85-year-old lady. She was like under enormous anxiety. She was having like an anxiety attack. I said, my God, have you ever dealt with something like that before? I've never heard anything like that. He says, oh, yeah, it happens every couple of months here. I mean, if you heard this, it was like, you're running a business, you're just living your life or whatever, and then it's like, whoa. I mean, that's why I used to be against so many guns being out there. Not that lady, she could have done something. I mean, you look at the pilot on that Alaskan Airlines. That is crazy. Yeah, he tried to crash the plane?
Yeah, because he took a psychedelic mushroom 2 days earlier.
Right. So it's like, yeah, now I'm more for people being able to protect themselves. There's too much craziness out there.
I can't
figure
that one out.
He would kill 83 people. Yeah. I don't know what he was doing in the cockpit of the plane, but I guess he was a former pilot.
He is a pilot, I understand.
Oh, he's a pilot currently.
Yeah, he was hitching a ride back to wherever.
Oh, so that's why he was. I was wondering why he was in the cockpit of the plane. So what's your recommendation? The last couple of minutes of the show. What are words of wisdom? If you're running a business with all this craziness, what do you recommend besides
two Alka-Seltzers? What's the most popular gun in the world? What is
Remington.
But what kind?
Oh, what is it? I don't really know guns. AR or something that they're trying to ban?
Yeah, well, you know, you're pretty good. The AK-47.
Oh, so I got the A right.
And the Russian Kalashnikov, it came out in 1997, which is the Russian version of the AK-47.
Oh, okay.
So
should everyone running a business have a gun like that?
No.
No.
I,
so what's the answer, if there is?
You know, Drew, it's... we just take it day to day. I think we're going to go through some very troubling times here before things get better, and just how they will work themselves out. But definitely people need to take this very seriously.
Oh, yeah. Well, if World War III breaks out, although I had a client said, Drew, you know what the good news is about World War III? So I said, I got to hear this one. She said, the fact that there's an ocean between there and here. And I'm thinking, my God, that's kind of selfish. But then again, that is a good thing. But well, that is selfish. It's like, no, they could come over here easily. They did.
They're already here. Who do you think?
Right.
How many people have already crossed the border? What, 10, 12 million?
Yeah.
Come on.
And like we said on a previous show, the statistics show 621 are from Iran that we don't know who they are. And you said those are only the ones that they know about. Right.
Right.
So it really is true.
I mean, the safest areas are clearly in the heartland.
Yeah.
I mean, they're out there. It's well spread out. And, I hope that I'm not correct in saying about what's going on and the total lack of common sense. But I've always said that I think we should shut down Washington, D.C.
Yep.
Just shutter it.
Oh, move the capital.
And move the capital to Wichita, Kansas.
Exactly.
And start all
That's
over
where my
again.
Brother-in-law lives. Maybe he can be the president. Probably do a better job. I'm sure he would, but it wouldn't take much. But yeah, you got to move it out of Washington.
We are slowly but surely falling under the reins of China.
Yeah,
and they will. I mean, we're just handing over the keys to the cities.
Yeah, they're the biggest threat. So, how do people get in touch with you? So, you're offering like a no fee coaching consultation. I know you've been helping businesses for so many years. How did people get in touch with you, Stan?
Well, I'm in the process of closing up my shop to move to Iceland to build a cave to go live in.
In an igloo.
In an igloo, yeah. 860-524-3408.
860-524-3408.
Well, yeah, give me a call and we can chat.
Okay. That's the Stan hotline. You better call Stan, right? I mean, it's just too much of a nightmare. It gets worse every time we talk every weekend. At this exact time, it's your business talk, straight talk, and we do it every weekend. Get away with it, too, which is more amazing. And Stan, thanks so much for stopping by. 860-524-3408. I got
yes.
that soldered in my brain. Thank you. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks so much for listening to The Talk of Connecticut. Drew Wilder, reporting for duty.
You better take care of business, Mr. Businessman.